This is Tom Allen with Market Line Report for January 25th. As the old traders say, we need to feed the bull every day. Let's check in with Scott Shelley from the floor of the CME to hear more about the livestock market.
The dollar does get pushed around by what President Donald Trump has to say or not say, so let's take a look at live cattle. Initially, again, another quiet trading session across the floor, not just for, say, live cattle or commodities, but fixed income and equities are both experiencing the same thing roughly. But with a quiet market, you tend to see the stronger hands win a little bit easier. Now, we saw cattle higher, cattle lower. We've been swinging around unchanged. We're still clinging to that 119 level in April. We're just below it today. Right now, we are a little bit easier. And that's generally due to the fact that we haven't seen something new bullish-wise come to the table.
For Chicago markets, July wheat prices closed the day at 455.5. Chicago July corn prices finished the day at 378 even. Prices in Portland for soft white winter wheat of ordinary protein for May ranging from 450 to 466. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for May were ranging from 538.75 to 528.75. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for May ranging from 686.75 to 696.75. June live cattle finished the day at 108. April feeder cattle were at 129.37.5. March class 3 milk was at 1711.
You've just heard today's Market Line Report. I'm Tom Allen with the Ag Information Network of the West. Thanks for tuning in.